Okay, so here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and it's a very special day in our school calendar. It's Governor's Day, so something a bit different. I'm in the esteemed company of three of our St. Peter's governors. So, ladies, if you'd like to maybe introduce yourselves and tell us what your particular role is.
I'm Mother Sharon. I'm one of the clergy at St. Peter's Church, and I'm also one of the vice chairs of governors.
Hi, I'm Sue, and I'm the chair of governors.
I'm Susie, I'm the former chair of governors, and I'm currently a foundation governor.
Okay, maybe if I ask Sue first. So Governor's Day here at St. Peter's, what has been the basic idea? What are we trying to achieve today, please?
Okay, this is to get all the governors in to the school for a whole day, to really see how a day runs at St. Peter's. How all the individuals, the staff, the pupils interact, have a look at some lessons and see how the children are developing, learning. Also to pick up on any kind of issues that we as governors want to follow up. But really, it's to experience the school ethos.
Yeah, so it's like a feedback day, really. So you kind of come in and you've been engaging, which I think has been really wonderful, across all year groups. And getting in there with the lessons and seeing how we actually operate, what our daily routine is here at St. Peter's, just so we get an understanding. Now, what I also think is quite good, we've themed this day in, Susie, with our science day and our science week. So all week here at St. Peter's, the pupils have been having many experiments and different lessons. What are some of the things that you've seen, please, today as part of the science week?
Well, the thing that most impressed me, both in my classroom visit to Year 5 and the assembly, was the enthusiasm and the enjoyment the children seem to be having, and making very complex ideas such as circuitry, energy, how we make things move or keep things running, quite simple and enjoyable and practical as well. It was very hands-on and it was very fun. I think fun was the buzzword for today.
Yeah, and again, I think it's also worth emphasising that this has been far much more than just this very, very nice state visit. We do welcome your company, but the governors have been very, very practical and getting their hands dirty and really helping the children out and passing on your knowledge, which is good to see.
And they were passing on theirs to us as well.
Ah, a two-way process.
Yeah.
if I come around and speak to Mother Sharon, and so we started off today with a whole school assembly of which you led, and that was very, very decent. So what was the kind of main theme and main message that was being put across? That was also science-related in a way.
Absolutely. It was about God's wonderful world and about taking good care of it. And we remembered the story of Easter Island, where people came to that island and they used the resources and they didn't give anything back when they took. They just took. And we thought about that as a school, and we thought about the ways in which if we keep taking away from the world without giving something back, there'll be nothing left for our children. So we thought about ideas of how we might give something back to the world, and also when we take, we're careful with what we take and we share those things.
Yeah, and that's a message I think that went down really, really clearly. I've spoken with some of the pupils as well, and we've been recording them throughout the day. And they mentioned exactly those exact same sentiments, just what the assembly was about. So that certainly worked. Wonderful. So that's just really a sense of what's been happening today at St. Peter's here in Walworth. So it's Governor's Day, and it's the end of Science Week we've been celebrating. So thank you once again to Mother Sharon, to Sue and to Susie. It really is great having the governors in here in the school. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.